Hello, book lovers. My name is Tandolue Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Tandolue Tu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really hope you will enjoy this one. But before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a cousin and a neighbor and a colleague that we are just reading with Tandolue Tu. I'm actually seeing a trend here, okay? I'm realizing that I post twice a month now, which is okay because hobbies, you know. I actually realized, you know, when I looked at, you know, my postings, that I post maybe one podcast episode at the beginning of the month, and I usually post another one just at the end of the month, you know. And let me tell you, during that time, I am actually reading a lot, and I'm actually reviewing a book that I finished many moons back. So that should actually tell you that I am reading in between. It's just, hey, you know, the things are just not adding up, okay, for me to actually have the time to sit down, prep a review, record it, be satisfied with it, and put it out. But anyway, enough about that. We are here now, okay, and that's all that matters. And I really hope that you will enjoy today's review. Now, without further ado, let's get into the review. So this is season 12. I actually got a message from someone saying congratulations on season 12, and I thought, thank you. Small wins. So this is season 12, episode 2, and the title of this book is Love or Work. The authors of this book are a married couple, Andre and Jeff Sinneberger. I hope I pronounced their surname correctly. And this book was published in the year 2020. The number of pages on this one are 249 pages. And I realized that actually that would be a good addition to my reviews, just to share how the number of pages of a book, how long or short it is. Because I know for me, like, normally I'd be very interested in a book until I know that it's a long book. I don't do too well with long books, okay? So if you're just like me, this is the right book for you. So my rating for this one was 4 big bright stars. So already from there, you know it was a good one. It was too good, okay? And I think the pace for this one was medium paced. So not too fast, not too long, just right. It was just where it needed to be. So let's get into the book. And this is just straight from the book. It reads, "The harm that comes from prioritizing one thing over another is clear. So why do most modern couples still do it? What is the secret to living at peak fulfillment in every area that matters? The popular podcast hosts and founders of Playword People, Andre and Jeff Sinneberger, synthesize their national research, personal insights, and responses of over 100 influential couples to cast a new and compelling vision for the modern working family. Here's the new way forward." Isn't that exciting? When I literally saw this book, I thought Love or Work, and I didn't even have to read like the synopsis. I didn't even have to like read a few, you know, pages inside. I just thought, I need to get myself one of these. It's a chicken salad, okay? I was already taken by, you know, the title. And I already knew, you know, that this is definitely something that I need to read where I am right now. And let me tell you, this book definitely lived up to those expectations. It literally provided more than I had imagined or more than I had wanted to get out of it. It was just too good. So what is the question that this book poses to us? So this question asks or seeks to answer, is it possible to do all three? Change the world, stay in love, and raise a family? And I know that that's a question like a lot of people battle with, right? You sort of think you can't have it all because, you know, everyone around you has told you that it's so difficult to have it all and you must be some kind of superhero to be able to have it all. And, you know, some people actually make you feel bad when you have help in having it all, you know? So there's a lot that goes into it, you know? And some people just, you know, make you feel like actually you can't have it all. You always need to choose. And I think that was like what I felt when I was like still in varsity, you know, my first few years of working. I always felt like I needed to be that girl. And I felt like if I needed to be a boss babe, I shouldn't be in a relationship because a relationship is going to distract me. Okay, books before boys, because boys bring babies. So yeah, it was always just that battle, but luckily for me, love found me, and I am a sucker for love, okay? And when love found me, I was just like, love over everything, intota over everything. Jokes, guys, jokes. Please don't take this seriously. But yeah, I was fortunate enough in that I found love, you know, quite early, and I just knew that I don't want anything else but this, and I knew that it was up to me to make every other area of my life work, because this is actually what I want, and if I want something, I'll need to make it work, you know, with everything else that I also want equally as much, you know. And so who should read this book? And this is just as per, you know, the authors, and it's right at the beginning of the book, and they say you should read this book if you are in a relationship or not, if you have kids or you are thinking of having kids, if you work or are passionate about doing good work in the world, and they say mostly if you feel the strain between love or work, which, you know, I just spoke about, you know, if you're really feeling like you need to choose, it's either or, this is the book for you. So what did I like about this book? I definitely loved the conversations between Andre and Chef in between the chapters, where I really felt like they were so, so honest and so, so, you know, open about, you know, their relationship and their personal stories and all that they've, you know, went through relating to the topic, you know, at hand. And I also loved, you know, the questions at the end of each chapter, because that allows you to sort of take a step back and reflect and sort of, you know, gauge where you are at with the topic, but also in your life, you know, relating the topic to yourself in the present moment, or even what you've been through and the changes that you seek to make going forward. I also noted, you know, that Jeff and Andre have a podcast, so I loved the fact that they linked an episode relating to each chapter at the end of each, you know, chapter. So at the end of the chapter, they would have a podcast that they would recommend that goes right well with whatever was discussed in that chapter. So I really, really, really did love that. I haven't actually gotten a chance to listen to their podcast, but it's definitely something that I want to do. I also loved the challenges that, you know, were at the end of the chapter, basically just to help you to put in action, you know, whatever it is that you have learned in that chapter. It's always good, you know, for us to not only reflect, but to challenge ourselves to actually make the changes. And you can only make those changes, you know, if you challenge yourself, or if you set, you know, if you set firm, you know, goals to say, this is what I want to do based on what I've learned, and this is what I want to get out of it. So I really did love that. And I also then just loved, you know, the many aha moments I got throughout this book, when I just realized that firstly, people, you know, by virtue of just being human, go through the same things, and also that, you know, those things, when those things aren't really working, there is always help, you know, or means to change your stories. You shouldn't be stuck. You don't have to be stuck. These people that have went through the same thing that you're going through, and there's always help out there, you know. And I also loved, you know, the insights shared from the conducted research. I always find it so fascinating when I realize that, you know, people really do go through the same things. And no matter where you are in the whole literal world, we do face the same struggles, and we are wired the same, you know, just like I mentioned earlier, by virtue of just being human. And so I really did love, you know, those insights shared from the research that was conducted. But it also just showed me how far we still need to go. And I think this is a trend now with all of the books that I read. I'm still like, we have so much. I mean, there's still so much that we need to do, you know. It's just disheartening. It's just really disheartening to say we are still far, you know, from the perfect world. And I really do hope that with each day and each of the books that we read, we are able to do better and be better, you know, and be the change that we want to see. And then lastly, I did, you know, love the quotes at the beginning of each chapter. I really did feel that those were very much necessary. And they sort of like set the tone for whatever was going to be discussed in the chapter. So I loved that. So then let's move on to how this book made me feel. I would say like this book felt like a big tight hug. Like it really did feel like such a big tight hug. Like it's one of those books where you read them and you're like, sure, a lot of things don't make sense now, but they will, and you just need to work towards, you know, making them work and making them make sense. But be rest assured, it will be okay and it will work out, you know. And I also think this book was like very informative, you know, and for most part it made me excited for the future. Like, it just made me, you know, to realize that it's not all bad, you know, it's not all bad, and you can still change a few things that you don't like, and you can also still improve on the ones that you do like, you know, to make sure that they continue to work for you. I also did all feel that that some of the points were a bit disheartening. I think more so, you know, the stats that, you know, spoke of women and just how almost every time it was harder, you know, for women than it is for men. And it's just that gender inequality gap. And like I said also earlier, that we still have so much to do, so much work to do to close that gap, you know. But unfortunately, we still live in an unequal world, you know. And then lastly, let's move over to my takeouts worth noting from this one. And, you know, when I sat and I looked at this, what's my takeouts, I thought, this is a book about family. This is a book about work. This is a book about marriage. Let me tell you something. My takeouts are giving very much marriage. Marriage. So that must tell you, you know, where my head is at and what I'm currently, you know, focused on, I guess. Yeah, if it makes sense. So yeah, it was very funny, Shame, when I looked at them and I thought, how, Miguel, you just took out marriage from the whole book. Three topics, when you took out marriage, of which is good. I love that for myself and my husband. Okay, let's get into them then. The first one says, marriage is a continued choice that you make daily. You get to choose to stay or leave. And this is one thing that we don't talk about a lot, right? We always think, you know, once you get married, you need to make it work and you must stay there, you know. But in the same way that you choose to make it work, you can also choose to leave. And at a point where you really feel like something is not working for you, there's no need for you to really, you know, stay in that. But if you choose to make it work, again, that's your choice. Choose to make it work and put in the work to ensure that your marriage succeeds. And then number two, if you have just gotten married, it's important that your circle is supportive of your marriage and wants it to work. And we don't speak about this enough. We don't really speak about the influence of those around us and, you know, how they can impact our decisions and our way of thinking or living. But it's always important, you know, that you have a circle that supports you in all of your seasons in life, you know, just as much as I would hope you will support them in their seasons of life, you know. But for your marriage to work, you need to be around people that want it to work for you, so that whatever, you know, advice they are giving, whatever opinions they are sharing, will be, you know, for the betterment of your marriage and not for like its destruction, you know. And then the third one says, have a squad that will enhance your life and not move it forward. Okay, have a squad that will enhance your life and not move it backwards. Have a squad that will enhance your life and not move it backwards. Yes, so this is just saying, also relating to the previous point, just make sure that the people that you have in your life are people that will move your life forward, are people that will motivate you to be better and do better, and they're not people that will sort of allow you to stay, you know, in your bad habits, to stay in, you know, your bad thoughts and your negativity, but people that will motivate you to be better and do better, people that will, you know, push you forward when you don't have the energy to do so, people that will pray over you when you can't even utter a word out of your mouth. So that's the circle that you need to seek to have. And then number four says, work towards equality in your marriage. And a lot of times, like, there's a lot of opinions about this, and I think for women, if you are coming from like if you are coming from a traditional family, you might be thinking, oh my goodness, I need to you know, always put my husband first, sacrifice myself, make sure he's happy at my detriment, yada yada yada. But I'm here just to remind you, and it was very affirming also to just hear it in this book, to say there must always be equality in your marriage. And that equality depends on the two of you, and how it looks like is totally, you know, up to you two. But always make sure that you both, you know, feel like you are in this together, that you are partners in life, you know. Don't feel like one is the one dictating, you know, your vision, but that you are equally working towards a vision that you have both set for yourselves, and then you are sharing the load as a couple. I think that's, for me, that's what I always think of when I think of marriage, you know, to have someone to share the load with. I think, yeah. And then number five says, talk. Okay, this is like PG-18. Is it 18 or 16? But yes, close your ears if you are young, okay? It says, talk about sex, because a lot of times it's difficult for couples to stay in love without talking about sex. And yeah, that is very important. And I think a lot of times, like, men are more vocal about sex than women. But I just think, as a couple, this should be something that you talk about often, to know what, you know, you both like and don't like, and to make those changes where they are required. The next point says, get away. And they made an emphasis on, like, using your leave days, you know, if you work in corporate. And they just made, you know, an emphasis on using your leave days. You know, your company will give you leave days. Do not, you know, keep them aside and want them to accumulate over the years. Take the rest that you need. And that rest could literally be for yourself, just to unwind. It could be for you to get away with your children, your friends, your partner. But just take the rest. The days that they give you, they are yours to use them. And I found it so funny, because I just thought of so many people that I know that are just like, I need to accumulate these days, okay? And I know some companies also give you money for your days. And so some people will say, you know, money over rest. But sometimes that is just not good for you, because you'll have the money, but you just won't have the time to use it. So if you are given those leave days, use them. Second last, do proactive counseling. And a lot of times, like, couples will do premarital counseling, but you find that once you are in the relationship, you stop and you think, okay, we have the tools. But you always, you know, need you know, that assistance, that upliftment. You always need a circle of people that will always uplift you and, you know, move you to the right direction. And I think a lot of times, like, we think of counseling when things are going wrong, but I think counseling should just be a standard. Whether things are going good or whether things are going bad, you always need to go for counseling. You always need, you know, that third eye and someone else that will be able to, you know, assist you guys, whether, like I'm saying, it's good or bad. And then last but not least, allow each other your seasons of purpose. And I found this to be very important, because I've heard so many stories about women saying, I sacrificed my life and my goals, you know, to support my husband, and then years later he left me, yada yada yada. And for me, like, that's all, like, it's always, like, so disheartening. And it's one of those things, when you think of marriage, you are so scared, because you're thinking, yo, will I now need to sacrifice my life to support this person, only to find that they don't support me back, you know? So I really loved the fact that this book was basically just saying, you must allow each other your seasons of purpose. One season you're pouring into this one's cup, the next season you're pouring into that one's cup. But what is important is the balance, because you are both people outside of your marriage, and you both have goals outside of your marriage. And it's important that the marriage, you know, supports both of your goals. So I think that's all I have to say. And I really did enjoy this book. I think there's so much more that we can, you know, go into about this book. But definitely read this book. Like I said earlier, if you are in a relationship, if you are not, if you have kids, if you don't, if you really just feeling the strain between love and work, and if you just want to make, you know, a change in the world, this is the book for you. So if you listened all the way up to here, thank you so much. You are a valued listener. Thank you so much. Continue doing the lovely work that you are doing. Thank you so, so much for listening all the way up to here. And like I always say, as we wrap up this month of love, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.